Anne's in Finnegy this morning. This is on Ulster Bank. Morning to you, Anne.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
You're with me. I'm very nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. You're only talking to me, Anne. Why would you be nervous talking to me, for goodness sake?
It's just, Stephen, I am sitting here with a mini statement which says I have nothing in the bank. I don't know whether I'm disabled. I don't know whether my money has gone in. And it says I've no money at all. And my mortgage was due yesterday. And it hasn't been paid.
You're an Ulster Bank customer?
Yes. And have been for over 30 years.
And what is your account saying, Anne?
It says, it's not, it's just a wee mini statement. And it says, I've no money. Nil. Nil. And it's not saying whether my all my benefits or anything have gone in or whatever. And as I say, I'm disabled. I can't get down to my branch. I was faithful, stayed with the one branch, and I can't even worry about all the things that's wrong with me. Stephen, I'm so worried about I never, ever, ever miss my mortgage. And to say, phone your mortgage company. I've never had to because I've never missed a payment. So I don't know. I'm cable to... Sorry.
That's okay. Bye. No, you can say who it is. Don't worry.
Our telephone supplier and TV supplier said if the direct debit isn't... If she'd have went out on the 4th of the month and if it wasn't paid, they were going to cut us off. I swear, Stephen, I've taken notes, written it all down.
I can hear that you're very upset today.
Really? Really? Well, it's partly to do with what's wrong with me as well, Stephen, but and I'm a bit nervous, but I don't even know what number to phone my mortgage company. So I'm going to get back to the bank again and see if this thing...
When was the last time you contacted that bank?
I contacted them last week and they said everything would be sorted by Monday.
Yeah, and the Ulster
so
Bank have given...
So I phoned on Monday and it hasn't been sorted yet.
So this mini statement you've got, did you get that out of a hole in the wall? Or?
Yeah, well, I didn't. I shouldn't do this, but my husband has to do this for me and it's coming up nil.
And yet the Ulster Bank are promising people that everything's up and running from yesterday.
Stephen, it's not, because my mortgage wasn't paid. And I'm hooking through here. I've a bag here trying to find out a number to phone the mortgage company to explain to them, because they don't understand, Stephen. They honestly don't understand what the situation is here. And then they asked me...
Well, first of all, Anne, just to reassure you about a number of things, okay?
Uh-huh.
If you do miss a mortgage payment, I'm sure there's a good chance that your bank will understand. Secondly, you won't lose your home, and you shouldn't think you will, because you miss a mortgage payment. There's a whole long process. And you know, I know you're upset about this, and anybody would be upset, but don't be letting yourself run away. Don't be letting your mind run away with itself. You will be okay. And what we will do is we will help you after the show today, okay?
Thanks, Steve.
So whatever help you need, we'll see if we can do it for you and get some answers for you. I also want to tell you this morning, Anne, you've been a customer of the Ulster Bank for how long?
Over 30 years, about 34 years.
Okay, well, we thought people like you would be coming onto the programme today. The Ulster Bank don't want to talk to you on this show.
No, obviously. But, and... One other director, I think it's our television supplier. I'm trying to be careful here, Stephen, because I know the rules. They said something about going on a blacklist. She couldn't. I said, I don't want to, you know, I never miss payments. And she actually used those words, well, I can't guarantee that you wouldn't. And I could show, I keep everything styled. I'm methodical. I'm the one that looks after the money in the house.
Did you explain to that person that about the Ulster Bank's problems, about the Ulster Bank's cock-up?
I did. And you know what you said? Get your bank card and pay over the phone. And he said, but it's not accept. It's not going to accept the bank card. This was last week, or maybe the week before. That was her reply, Stephen. They just don't understand.
So here we have the Ulster Bank putting out messages this week that the situation is mainly sorted. And when you look up your account yesterday, it's telling you you have no money.
No.
And you definitely do have money, do you?
Well, I have an overdraft, Stephen. It popped off my account. It popped off. We all live on over.
Let me also tell you what's happening this morning. The Ulster Bank are listening to you, and they are constantly contacting this programme when people like you come on, and they won't speak to you, Anne.
No.
And they don't want to be publicly speaking to you and they're asking for your details. Now, let me just send a message right into the centre of the Ulster Bank again. What on earth are you lot doing not publicly talking to people like Anne, who are your customers for 30 years? What are you doing? Do you think it's clever? Do you think that I lose any sleep whatsoever that you will not talk in this programme? Let me assure you I don't. Because let me assure you that every single question that should be asked will be asked. And the people who you're not talking to Ulster Bank publicly, forget about me, it's people like Anne. Listen to the distress on her voice. Would you like to talk to Ulster Bank now, Anne, on this programme? Would you like to have done that? Would you like to have heard a human voice reassuring you this morning?
Yes, I would have liked a wee phone call from them saying, yes, it's sorted.
Yeah, and you're about to be blacklisted, Anne.
Yes.
In your
one
words.
One company told me I was going to be blacklisted.
Okay. And do you want to hear how much the Ulster Bank care about you in this programme this morning?
Yeah.
It's great, Ulster Bank. Really, really good strategy. Congratulations. And what we will do is we will pass your comments on to the Ulster Bank. I've already been down outside that building once.
I know, I heard you. Fantastic.
If I need to bring people like you down again, I'll do it. There are many, many questions to ask of this organisation. Many questions to ask. And many journalists beyond me have been asking them. How much is this situation sorted? What is the Ulster Bank's reaction today? Are there still questions to be asked today? Are there still problems today? Are all accounts up to date? Why is your account showing zero? I know for a fact that the Ulster Bank have implemented charges to accounts over the last month when clearly their systems haven't been working.
So
the Ulster Bank are actually charging customers for a time when they just haven't been working. When the accounts haven't been working, they've still imposed the charge. Will those charges be refunded? And we'll see if we can get you sorted. I don't want you to worry because we're behind you now, and some anonymous face somewhere is listening from within the Ulster Bank headquarters, and we'll pass your details on to the man.
Thank you, Stephen.
All right. And thank you for contacting me. I'm sorry that your bank of 30 years doesn't want to talk to you today.
Thank you so much, Pat.
Bye-bye.